Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Kali ini aku akan membahas tentang famous story, but it will be said in English. And then femur, a thick bone that makes part of lower limb, which the torso is linked to. It is both the longest and strongest bone of the human body and runs from the pelvic of the knee. It is made up for more or less seen cylindrical central shaft and two bulging and on one superior proximal, which articulate with the acetabulum on the hip bone in order to form two hip joints, and another one inferior distal, which articulates with the tibia and fibula so as to form two knee joints. It is the point of interaction of the locomotion muscles of lower limb. So, for knee, medial anatomic region of the lower limb, the knee is the connection point between the thigh and the leg. It has an amazing flexion capability due to presence of two articulation, femoral-tibial and femoral-patellar joint. The articular surfaces are formed by the distal end of the femur, trochlea femoris and femoral condylis, by the proximal end of the tibia, glenoid cavities, and by the back surface of the tapetum. Patella, external and internal articular surface. The soft part of knee are the internal and external meniscus, the articular capsule, the medial and lateral collateral ligament, the cruciate ligament, the quad and oblique popliteal owns the foot. The patellar ligament, the surrounding musculus and aponeurosis, as well as the infrapatellar pad. It is a very vital region that allows the body to keep an upright position and to walk. Patella sendiri, flat and slightly rounded bone located in the anterior region of the knee. It is its anterior surface is convex and is covered by the prepatellar bursae, and its posterior surface is concave with two small surfaces that fit the femoral condylus and participate in the knee point joint. In the patella, the quadriceps musculus get interested from above and the patellar ligament from below. Leg portion of the lower limb located between the thigh and the foot, exactly between the knee and the ankle. Inside the leg, tibia and fibula can be located, so they are the skeleton of this part of a lower limb. This patella, in order to form the knee joint, and distally they articulate with the tarsus to form the talocrural joint. In the leg, there are also powerful muscles gastrocnemius, soleus, tibialis, and tendon that produce all the strength needed to maintain the bipedal posture and locomotion. For tibia, it is a long, thick, paired, and asymmetric bone seated in the lower limb on the anterior internal part of the leg. Medial in regards to the fibula, both tibia and fibula figure the skeleton of the leg, below the femur and above the tarsus. It consists of a body, also known as the apices, and two ends, also known as epiphyses or one superior and another inferior. The superior epiphyse is present to internal and external horizontal articular surface, which are slightly concave and which are also known as glenoid cavities of the tibia. They both articulate with the femoral condyles. Both glenoid cavities rest on two voluminous masses, tuberous of tibia. All together, they form the tibial plateau. The internal tuberosity present an articular semisurface in 10 to articular with a similar semisurface at the head of a fibula. The inferior epiphyses present an inferior surface that articular with the hallux. It also present a different internal aspect in the form of voluminous apophyses. Now, as a medial malleus and a lateral convex surface intend to fit with the inferior end of the fibula. Fibula sendiri, it is one of the longest and thinnest bones of the human body located at the lateral part of the leg. Together with the tibia, it figures the skeleton of the leg. It extends downward from the knee to the ankle. It consists of a long body and two pointing ends, one superior proximal that articulate with the superior end of the tibia, and another inferior distal that articulate with inferior end of the tibia. They both form the tibiofibular syndesmosis. It participates in the knee joint proximally and in the ankle joint distally. In distal ends, it also articulate with the talus bone. The fibula represent above all a muscular intelligent zone, since the function of supporting the lower limb is carried out by tibia. Part foot. It is the ending part of the lower limb, and consequently it is located at the most distal zone of this extremity. It ends with 5 toes at the most distal part. It consists of 26 bones, which are distributed in 3 parts: tarsus calcaneus, talus navicular, cuboid, and 3 cuneiforms metatarsus, 5 metatarsal bones, and phalanges of the toes, all of them with 3 phalanges, proximal, medial, and distal, except for the big toe that only has 2 phalanges, proximal and distal. Some of this group of bones combine between them so as to form different articular talocrucal joint talus with the distal end of the tibia and the fibula, transversal tarsal joint talus and calcaneus with navicular and cuboid respectively, tarsometatarsal articulation, the cuboid and cuneiforms with the proximal end of the metatarsal bone, metatarsophalangeal, the metatarsal bone with the proximal phalanx of the toes, and interphalangeal of the foot, phalangeal capsule between them thanks to the articulation of the toes and the help of the corresponding muscle and ligament. The foot can cope with the main 3 function: bipedal, posture, balance, and locomotion. The toes are each one of the 5 appendix. The distal extremity of the lower limb ends up. They are formed by 14 bones known as phalanx. In all the 5 toes, there are 3 phalanx, proximal, medial, and distal, except for the big toe, which only has 2 proximal and distal. Nevertheless, they have a similar structure, the toes are not as developed as the finger of the hand, and however they have mobility, this mobility is less than in the case of the one of the finger of the hands. Tarsus, it is the back portion of the foot that includes the ankle and the segment of the articulation of the foot and the leg. The skeleton of the tarsus is figured by a collection of seven short bones which are arranged in two rows. In the first one, proximal, the talus and the calcaneus can be distinguished. In the second one, distal, the navicular, the cuboid and tricuneiform appear. Different combination of the tarsal bones give rise to different articulation: talocrural joint, talus with the distal end of the tibia and the fibula, transversal tarsal joint, talus and calcaneus with navicular and cuboid respectively, and the tarsometatarsal articulation, the cuboid and cuneiform with the proximal end of the metatarsal bones. Metatarsus, it is the segment of the foot between the tarsus and the phalanx of the toes. The exoskeleton of the metatarsus is formed by a group of five long bones called metatarsal that form the plantar arch and consist of a cylindrical central body and two pointing ends which articulate with other bones. Thus, the proximal and posterior is linked to the bones of the tarsus, and the distal and anterior is linked to the phalanx of the corresponding to. They also articulate with the cuboid and the tricuneiform in order to form the tarsometatarsal articulation with very little mobility. Overall, about skeletal system. So if you wanna ask something, you can DM or chat me. Thank you.